Hubbard, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm still not on Survivor.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
We're good. Jay and I are recording on two separate floors of our house right now.
Yes, because we recently moved into a new house. And
Who's eating chips?
Oh, me. I'll stop.
That's okay. I don't care.
I'm not eating chips. I'm eating this awesome combo of Pirate's Booty and like the Whole Foods version of Cheetos. It's awesome.
What is Pirate's Booty?
Ooh, it's very good. It's like a puffed. It's like a.
Is it Bounty or
Booty? Pirate's Booty.
Pirate's Booty.
It's like a puffed corn.
Wouldn't it be Bounty? Pirate's Bounty.
It's essentially.
Like a rice patty, but.
No, it's the cheddar cheese version of Cheetos.
Yeah, I guess I would say, but those rice puffs, those like rice puff cakes or something, but it's broken down. But anyways, we are here to give our preseason predictions for the cast of Survivor Game Changers season 34. So the past few seasons, we've done a preseason episode where we have predicted or prognosticated how far these people will go in the game, whether they will be kicked off pre-merge, merge, or make it to the final three. Everything gives points towards the final game, the final tally game that we play throughout the season. Now it's time to tally the votes. Which, according to Survivor J, Jack, and Colleen tradition, you, Colleen, and you, Jack, complain the entire season about the game. But once again, we will go over the rules.
In fact, I'm going to start tweeting how upset I am about the game.
Live tweeting it?
I'm just going to tweet.
Okay.
Just like 5 a.m.
You're just going to be like...
oh, that's right. During your morning bowel movement. That's cool.
Yes, exactly. Jay's rules suck!
But it will be like your vague booking where it'll just be like...
Also,
don't like
Jack,
game.
Stop making political jokes because somebody is going to blame me for it, even though I didn't say anything iTunes.
Hey, that was a political joke. It was just a joke.
Yeah, just take it as you want to take it.
Yeah, it's just I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right.
But before we get into anything.
I'm changing into an angry Twitterer.
But before we get anything, want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com.
You're welcome.
Jay and Jack, if you'd like to become a patron today, do so by going to patreon.com/Jay and Jack or click on the Become a Patron link over at jayandjack.com. Another way to help support the show is by shopping through our Amazon link. If there's anything that you need, it's probably on Amazon. And if you want to use our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon, it'll still be the same amazing Amazon experience you're used to, but a little bit comes back to the Jay and Jack production fold. So again,
and you can get anything on Amazon.
Just about anything.
We get our cat litter on Amazon. It's incredible.
That's jayandjack.com/Amazon.
I actually know that everything that Jack buys on Amazon because I see the emails come in.
Yeah, I don't know why it goes to that email. I have no idea.
I started sending them to spam because they were throwing me off. I was so confused.
Yeah, because we're buying. Because I don't know if it's just fact that it's a good price. You get the stuff at a better price, but also you get something in. It's like getting a package. It's like Christmas every day.
Right. Well, just to warn you, don't get anything too embarrassing because I'll see it. I'll see the order.
Well, I don't know what I'd get that was embarrassing. But,
well, speaking of embarrassing.
Jay's rules.
No, we got to keep this quick because we are only releasing this with 2 days before the show. So we want to make sure people have. Oh, we want to make sure everybody has time to listen.
The rules are as follows: for the preseason picks, if you are right, whether the person is a pre-merge, merge, or final three. You get a point for each one that you're right. Now, last season, the two of you decided that you wanted it to be a point if it was pre-merge, 2 points if it was merge, and 3 points if it was final three. Do you want to do that, or do you want to do just a point per write?
Either way, I'm going to hate it. But
okay, what I don't want to do is I don't want to do whatever stupid thing you had last year where you could pick the winner before the season and then run away with the whole season, because that just seemed like lazy.
But that's the hardest thing to do, is to pick the winner. You can't be mad at me for that.
Okay, my point for this.
Did you pick the winner from the start?
I picked the winner from the start last season.
Yeah, I agree with Jay on that. If you pick the winner from the start,
that's
hardest. Yeah, in an all new season, this is a returning players season. We have a lot more knowledge of how
I actually think this is harder.
I don't. I don't think so, because then you could just literally phone it in. And what's the listeners?
Okay, Colleen, hold on. Time out for a second.
I do that anyway.
Okay, we just time out for a second.
As long as someone says final answer, then I think it's okay.
Oh, don't go there. I'm not drunk enough to deal with that.
That wasn't political.
Jay and Jack Productions political, maybe. Colleen, if it's that easy, why don't you just pick the winner then, and you don't have to worry about it, huh?
Fine. I'm picking Troyzan.
Since you're doing that, you're keeping with that pick?
Spoiler.
No, on the tribe, I think I picked Brad Culpepper. So.
Good Lord. Yeah. Now we see why Colleen loses.
Were you just pulling names out of a hat? Is that...
No, I legit think that Troyzan or Culpepper have a good shot of making it at least till the final three.
Culpepper can't count. There's no way he'd be like, see, I got to get to the finals. I got to... Let's see. There's a final three, so there's five of us left. I got to get rid of six people.
So to recap, last season's tally games for season 33, I picked
Nobody
Adam.
Nope.
Jack picked Ken, and Colleen picked Michaela.
Jay and I were closest.
I got 25 points. Jack, you got 16 points. And Colleen, you got 19 points.
See, what hurts, the only thing that hurts, though, if you lose early enough. Say we pick Brad Culpepper and he goes out first. You can pick again and you benefit from that.
Yeah. Okay, you guys are wasting time.
But do we agree to it? Because I don't want to hear any whining and complaining.
No, I don't agree, but I don't have a choice. So it's two against one.
If the one you pick, which again we're not picking our winner picks until after the first episode, but that those points will go as follows.
I'm gonna
bitch about it because I don't totally agree, but again, whatever.
All right, so first cast member that we're gonna decide is Andrea Bohicke.
Oh, yes. God, we went through this, the pronunciation
of the name. Andrea.
But Andrea, she was the Boston Rob season and Redemption Island and season 26, Kara Moen. She finished fifth and was a jury member on Redemption Island, finished seventh and was a jury member on Kara Moen.
This is her fourth time?
This is the third time playing.
Third time.
She was in Redemption Island and Fan versus Favorites, too.
Her things AKA here saying, I'm older and wiser. I was only 21 the first time I played, 23 the second time, and now I'm an ancient 27. She didn't say that, but
she looks it.
No,
she doesn't. She's beautiful
gorgeous.
Woman.
Absolutely gorgeous.
No, she looks like she's 27 is what I'm saying.
So it'll start. I will kick it off here. I'm going to say makes the merge. She's an easy one to make the merge, I think. Colleen, your pick.
I don't know. I think that she could potentially, because you've got some people that might be out to get her, like Malcolm might have a grudge based on Kara Moen. I don't know if Andrea makes the merge or not.
But with so many heavy hitters this season, I would think those would have the bigger targets.
Yes, but also the hysterical women also go kind of early.
She's hysterical.
But then again,
I don't find her hysterical.
Well, I don't know. She gets excitable. Excitable.
Okay.
I'll say, Colleen. I'll say she makes the merge. But I think she's pre-merge. I'm going to go with pre-merge.
Pre-merge. Colleen says pre-merge. All right. And Jack, your pick.
I've always found her. She's good in the challenges. She's smart. She gets along with people. I say she definitely makes the merge.
All right. Jack says merge. Now, there is the final three pick, but remember, you can only use three of your final three picks. All right. Next person up is Aubrey Bracco, our fan favorite from season 32, robbed.
Your fan favorite.
Robbed in season 32.
Robbed. Brains. She got Boston robbed.
Versus Braun versus Beauty. Runner up to the show. I'm more assertive, confident, and grounded in who I am. In my last season, I logically knew I could play and do well. This time, I believe it. I have an easier time picking stock of the cards at the table, making decisions, and rolling with
Aubrey,
the consequences.
Just be nice to everybody.
She was nice to everybody before.
Go 22 days before you have to vote anybody out. Everyone will love you.
God, what a joke. Michelle winning that season. I'm sorry, Colleen. But Colleen gets to pick first here. What do you think about our good friend Aubrey?
So Aubrey is on a team with – who's she on a team
with? She's on the Mana Tribe.
She's on the Mana Tribe.
Are they in groups of two or three?
Two tribes.
It's two tribes.
That's it. I don't even know what's going on here.
So she's on a tribe with Tony, Troyzan, Malcolm, Caleb. She's on a – Sandra.
Well, hashtag spoiler alert. You think Troyzan's winning the game just to –
Well, I feel like Aubrey is probably going to make the merge in this scenario, because if you look at who she's on a tribe with, I feel like there's some bigger fish to fry, but I don't think anybody's letting her get near final three.
So you're saying merge?
I'm going to say merge. The only caveat, and of course this does not count, is if she somehow there's a tribe swap and you know, she's on with people that feel threatened by her and they like kick her off. So I think if she ends up in a tribe swap with like Haley and Andrea and Michaela, it could be, you know, game over for Aubrey. But I'm going to be optimistic and say she makes the merge.
All right. And I put a Paxton game over, man. Game over. Rest in peace. All right, Jack, your pick here.
Yeah, I think she makes the merge. I don't think she's not a physical threat, so I think she makes the merge.
I'm going to be contrarian here and just say pre-merge. Too many merges going on.
Plus, you like the word contrarian, so I feel like you're just dying to use it.
I just a contrarian, and I'm going to say just, okay, pre-merge.
Colleen's favorite player is up next, Brad Culpepper.
Are we skipping around here? Are we skipping around here?
No, we're going in the order on CBS.com.
Well, I have Michaela next.
I'm going by CBS.com. So
I'm on CBS.com.
I don't know what to tell you. 47, last played on season 27, Blood versus Water. Finished 15th. How have you changed since the last time you played? Simple answer, I'm 1 year older, which the math's not even right.
That's true. But he also said that he was humbled. So I really do think that he's going to rein it in, and
This is Jack's pick first. So, Jack, what do you say here for Mr. Culpepper?
Pre-merge.
I hope he makes it all the way.
I like him. He seems like a nice guy, but he's terrible at the game. Unless he's improved, unless he went to Survivor training camp.
His wife was pre-merge, and then she made it all the way to the final three.
But she was smart. She was a good player. He wasn't.
Oh, I don't know. I disagree.
He made so many mistakes. Come on.
Did you not watch his gameplay last time, Colleen? He was horrible.
I'm all about the Culpepper. Let's do it.
I'm saying pre-merge as well. Colleen, is he your first final three pick? What's your thoughts?
Realistically, probably not. But in my fantasy realities, in my Survivor fantasy game, sure.
I'm telling you right now, Brad Culpepper's not in any of my fantasies.
Are you developing your season crush here in Mr. Brad Culpepper?
I don't know. I mean, Malcolm. We haven't got a Malcolm yet. We haven't got a Sandra. Let's be honest, guys. Sandra is going to be my season crush. And Tony. I want Tony to win again, and I want Sandra to win again. There's so many feelings. I hope that they pull a PETA and Katniss, and they can both win.
Which, let's be honest, that wasn't a very satisfying inning.
Did you guys get my text?
I did. You're not looking at the actual, like, play. You're just looking at the full page. But it's okay.
Yeah.
We're not going to hold it against you.
We believed you. We thought that you were having old person syndrome, yeah, but exactly. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Huh?
I'm looking at her past.
Next one up here is Beast Mode Cowboy himself.
DJ, what did you say? Pre-merge?
Yeah, I said pre-merge.
Okay.
Caleb Reynolds almost died the last time he played.
Well, he almost died for salt.
salt and pepper. But I am picking first here, and I'm going to say... I'm going to say definitely merge. I don't think he has final three in him, but I think he can play well enough, and he should be under the radar enough. I mean, he didn't show himself as a super strategic player the last time he played, so I don't think players are going to think him as much of a threat. So I'm going to say merge. Colleen, what's your pick here?
I'm going to say merge as well. I think people might see him as a threat, but again...
But physical threat, so don't worry about him till merge time.
Right. Again, he's on a tribe with Tony and Sandra and Sierra. I mean, everybody's going to be like, oh, she voted out her mom. She's got to go.
I just don't want to hear that anymore. Like, I just...
Malcolm. I think the Varners of the world are going to, like, take over. Varner and Troyzan. I could totally see them running the show. And, like, I really... I think that they have bigger fish to fry than Caleb. So I think he at least makes the merge.
All right, there you go. Jack, what's your thought here on Mr. Beast Mode Cowboy Caleb?
I think he makes the merge, and I'm thinking if I was on there with him, my luxury item would be salt, and I would take it out as far to sea as I can, and he would swim out and just and maybe drown, and he'd just be disqualified that way.
That's terrible.
speaking of
I just know how much he loves salt.
Speaking of the player I am most tired of for this season, it's Sierra Easton. Played on Blood versus Water, finished fifth in Jury Member, Season 31 Second Chances, finished 10th.
Play the game!
Yeah, just I wasn't impressed by her last time. And, I mean, how long can you live off making a move that really you had no choice but to make that move? It wasn't like some big gameplay move by voting off her mother.
I still say that was the wrong move.
No. She needed to show everybody that she was on board with them. That's why.
And then she got kicked off later on, so she lost.
She finished fifth, so I didn't really do it. Colleen, what do you think for Miss Sierra?
Oh, I think she's pre-merge. I think she's one of those people that gets out there, has a little bit of confidence, and I think she's pre-merge.
Jack, what do you think?
I say because she voted off her mom, shows you can't be trusted. Also, she was so intense the last time she played that people know that she wants to play the game.
She almost dive bombed her game last time.
Yeah, you got a she's pre merge. You got without a doubt.
Okay. Generally,
the only thing keeps her going is that she's not really a threat to the challenges, from what I remember.
Yeah, but you know it's a returning player season, so they're always worried about the strategic threats.
Right. So she's got to be gone. Yeah.
Let me guess, Jay, you want to be a contrarian?
No, as much as I like saying the word contrarian, I will not say it here because I think she's a lock for pre-merge, so I'll take the easy points. Let's go to the next player. Moving on. Another player that maybe nothing against her, but still seems to be living off that amazing first run that she had, and that's Saria Fields. Season 12 Panama, season 16 Micronesia. Last time we saw her,
you mean her second? Second
time
was awesome.
Getting what's his name to use his idol, right?
Well, the first time everyone thought she'd be the first one voted out.
Yeah,
and she kept going. My voice is.
season 20 Choking heroes versus villains. All right, so Saree Fields. Action Jackson, you are first up.
Probably one of my favorite cast members of all time. Just love her attitude. I think she definitely makes the merge.
Really? Now, they went after her in Heroes versus Villains, though, because of how awesome she is.
But she's so likable. I have to get her. If you're likable, you can win it all. But I think she makes the merge.
Stop with the Michelle hating.
Because there's so many alpha males in here that some of them are going to have to be voted out right away.
Unless the alpha males take control. Although, remember how well that went in South Pacific where they tried to take control and then Colton usurped them and then it was just a show.
Yeah. Well, cult. That name should never be brought up.
I'm going to say pre-merge here.
Hater.
I'm not a hater. I just don't see it going.
You don't sound like a lover. I mean, you sound like a hater to
no,
me.
No, I'm not hating. I just, you know.
Yes.
Colin, as I see it. All right, Colleen, what's your pick here?
Oh, God, as much as I love Suri and I would love to see her make the merge, I don't know. I feel like if it comes down to it, if the right people don't align on that tribe, like if I'm on that tribe and I'm we're on the next tribe. Hold on. We're on the next tribe.
I don't know what tribe we're on.
We're on the Nuku tribe.
We're on the Nuku tribe. Oh, crap. Hold on. This might change my perspective. No, it doesn't. She's probably still going to go, JT, Culpepper, Zeke. She might squeak by to the merch. I'm going to say, I'll say merge optimistically, but I don't know if she's going to make it.
All right. So you're saying merge?
I'm going to say merge optimistically. I'm going to hope that the Aussies and the Sarahs of the tribe pissed people off earlier.
All right. Let's go to the next one here. A fan favorite from season 32, Debbie Wanner, Crazy Deb, coach the female version. made it to finish ninth somehow by the grace of the Survivor gods, finished ninth last time. Will she tone down the crazy and make it further in the game, or will her craziness be well known and she'll be quick to be gone? Let's see who's picking first. I believe I am picking first. I feel like I'm saying a lot of pre-merges here. I'm going to say merge. Just because. Colleen, your pick.
Oh, she is absolutely without a doubt gone pre-merge. Okay. That's what I think.
Yeah, for her bitter jury vote alone, we're going to make her pre-merge.
Right. Like, I could see this being one of those back-to-back things where she pisses, like, Andrea and Sierra Dawn Thomas off so much that they get her out, and then, like, one of the other two goes back-to-back, or she's some kind of sacrifice to the gods to keep Ozzy around or something, which would be stupid. I mean, I love Debbie. Did you see the meme that went around earlier this week where it's Debbie and Culpepper, like, sitting on a log, like, just a press photo? And he's like, so I'm a lawyer and a football player. What do you do for a living?
I played in the NFL. Quarterback.
Yeah. I was a cheerleader once. Cut to Andrew being like, me too.
Oh,
but
man.
Anyway.
All right.
Just see she's good for the show as far as entertainment value, but I really disliked your vote.
So Jack, what are you saying? Pre-merge?
Pre-merge, just no way.
My only regret is I would have loved to see her and Malcolm on a tribe because I feel like she would just hit on Malcolm the entire time and it could be like awkward deliciousness, but oh well, can't win them all.
Yep.
Why do we hate Malcolm?
We don't. We love Malcolm.
Yeah, but that just would be, I mean, that'd be uncomfortable.
Jay, what'd you say, merge or pre-merge for her?
I said merge. All right. Next up here is player from White Collar, Blue Collar, No Collar, Haley Ford on the Mana
AKA
Tribe.
A Dirty 30.
She is a Dirty 30. I don't recall a lot from her gameplay, though, like in retrospect.
She was friends with what's her name?
I know.
She was friends with Jen, yeah.
Yeah, Angry Boston Girl.
So with that, Colleen, where do you think she lands?
Well, a part of my theory that it's the Culpepper alliance till the end, I could see her kind of like aligning with that and Varner and like them all going to top five. I feel like Haley's definitely going to make it to the merge and definitely going to make it to the top five, but I don't know about if I can give her final three or not. Ooh, this is tough. All right, I'm going to give Haley merge because I think that she actually does make it to the merge. I think she's a part of the alliance that runs the game. That's just me. I think that it's going to be a whole season of the, like, what's her name? Kelly, what's her face?
Wentworth?
Wentworth. Yeah. Wentworth does not count. I think it's gonna be a season of the Wentworths running the game, like the quiet underdogs that didn't make it very far the first time. So I will go with and Sierra, who did make it far but was quiet. So I'm gonna think Haley definitely makes the merge. I'm gonna unofficially say top five because I know we don't do that, but yeah.
I will write in an unofficial top five. Anybody want to take bets on that for Colleen here?
Side bet.
No, I'm not giving up
any side bets. Any side bets?
I'm not giving up my points. I don't have yet.
All right. Well, I still will notate top five. Jack, what is your pick here?
I think she also makes the merge for a couple reasons. One, I think that most of the tribe is going to forget that she's there.
Yeah.
And because she's not going to be very in the forefront because there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of strong leaders here. And I think that, like Colleen's kind of saying, she'll stay in the game. She'll be loyal to whoever she's with. So if she happens to get on the group that has the numbers, she will go because she won't waver on her boat. So I think she makes merge.
All right. I'm going to say for similar reasons, I think she's a final three candidate, whether she's going to be running the game, pulling a Michelle, or being a good goat to bring along. I think she has a lot of opportunities to make final three, so she's going to be my first out of my three final three picks.
I didn't know we were doing that yet. I think
you can do it anytime.
We've been doing final three the whole time.
Okay, I didn't know. She's my final three.
All right.
Just for the reasons that Jay said, and we all said that she's just not a threat to win. So that means she's going to win.
She's going to win.
All right, Jack, I'm going to deduct points for having to copy me on that one. Let's go to the next player. I'm kidding. One of the
J rules.
One of the dumbest moves in the history of Survivor. It's up there. James JT Thomas, winner of Token Teens.
Trust Russell. I trust him.
But really,
that nobody ever.
Really, it was Fishback that did all the work that season, and Heroes versus Villains finishing 10th.
Hey, if you can let someone do all the work and you win.
Hey, just ask Michelle how that goes. All right. I think.
So what you're saying is JT is going to pair up with Aubrey, and they're going to the end.
But, Jack, it is your pick here.
JT,
he's looking old in this photo. He's the same age as me, and he's looking old.
Well, he's married now, so.
Does he have kids yet?
I don't think so.
Marriage definitely ages you, but I think kids add the most.
Yeah, definitely kids add the most. I've always liked JT. I rooted for him that time he won. I laughed at him when he. I'm going to say.
That's because you're a closet.
How many merges do I have left?
It goes. There's unlimited merges, pre-merges. You're only limited on your final three picks.
Okay, I'm going to say merge. I think he makes merge.
All right.
If he's smart, he lays low and lets the other guys take the lead so he doesn't become a target.
I agree. Am I next?
I'm going to say merge as well. Colleen, it is now your pick.
I'm going to say merge because when I look at the tribe he's on, I feel like there's different his starting tribe, there's different targets to get out first, like Ozzy, Debbie, Suri, that I feel like he might be able to slip under the radar. And
there's definitely gonna be a tribe swap before the merge.
Exactly.
Though, so
until
you never
a
know.
Tribe swap.
At least and one.
I think that will benefit him. So I think that JT is gonna make the merge.
All right. Let's go to the next. Colleen and I's one of our fan favorites from season 31, and also all the way back in season 2. Jeff Varner is returning again. And,
I talked to him on the tribe. He's awesome.
Aged 50 years old. He looks great. He looks great.
We should have him on our pod.
He lives here
in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Hometown High Point, North Carolina. All right.
Has a terrible hockey team, just saying.
My pick here is I'm going to say final three. I'm a big Varner fan. I hope he makes it far.
Me too.
This is my heart. This is my heart picking right now. So I'm going to say final three. Colleen, what's your pick here?
I want him to make final three so bad because that would be the most amazing thing ever. But I don't know if... Okay, let me talk this out. I don't know if he makes the final three because I feel like he's such a big character and personality that he makes it pretty far, but he gets cut out like around the family visit. Because everybody's going to love him and everybody's going to want to vote to give him $1 million. So I say merge definitely because that's my heart talking, but I don't say final three and that's my head talking.
All right. So merge from Colleen. Jack, what are your thoughts here?
Who doesn't like Varner? Everybody loves Varner. But my heart's not talking for me. He's voted out pre-merge. Unless he's medicated, he's all over the place. He just can't focus, and he tears. He's his own worst enemy in the game. He gets paranoid. He gets this. Unless he's changed his ways, and goes in there calmer. There's no way with this group he goes.
I think that he totally could go in there calmer just from talking to him outside of the show. Like, he was a calmer person.
Oh, yeah. But when you're out there not eating, not doing this, and you're paranoid, he just shows he's great television.
But there is no Abby Maria this time.
And I'll be honest with you, I hope he wins it. But I'm going to say pre-merge.
All right. Pre-merge.
And I'll say this. I hope I'm wrong.
Next pick here.
One of these years, we should do an actual boot list order and, like, see how close we get, like a bingo kind of thing.
All right. Next up is America's Sweetheart.
Jay just skipped that one.
Malcolm Freiberg. Colleen's pick is on this one.
And this bird you totally cannot tame.
I love me some Malcolm, but he's totally pre-merge.
Aw. Okay. Jack, thoughts here?
He works in the Survivor world, so he's got to know everybody that's in Survivor. He's probably friends with a lot of these people, so maybe they keep him around at least through the merge. There's no way they let him get to the finals. They'd be stupid for that because he'd win. But I think that he makes it to the merge, and then after that, he's cut loose.
You think they keep him around because he can win challenges?
A lot of these people are friends outside, and of course it's not going to get you to the end being someone's friend, but it gets you far enough. And plus, he's good in the challenges. I would keep him on my team as long as I could until I didn't need him anymore. Then you cut him loose. That's always been my strategy. You keep the good people, the strong players, until you don't need them. Then you chop their legs out from under them. Like what's his name did a couple
of
years ago.
Meat
shield approach where you make him be the target.
Jeremy,
you let him be the target, and then cut him loose.
All right.
I say merge.
All right, I'm gonna say so. Jack says merge. I'm gonna say merge as well. I love his "How have you changed?" He says my hair is incredibly even thicker than before. Sorry, Jack.
All right. He's the first one voted out.
Rewatched an unhealthy amount of Disney movies and discovered that I relate more to the villains. Gaston was misunderstood, and he said he got a little fat. So, thought that was a lot of fun.
And that's why I love Malcolm so much.
I know. He's wonderful.
My hair's even thicker.
All right. Next up from last season, Millennials versus Gen X. Putting those, rocks and strategizing. Michaela Bradshaw, Colleen's winner pick from last season, gone too soon. And I think it's Jack's chance to go first here.
Very smart player, very strong player, and that's what's going to kill her because I think she's going to rub these people the wrong way and she's going to be voted out pre-merge.
Pre-merge, okay.
Which is a shame because I like her as a player, she's just got a very strong... She's not laid back, so she's going to rub some of these people the wrong way.
I'm going to say merge because nobody really knows her gameplay because she played just this past season, so she has that going for her. I'm going to say merge. Colleen, your pick.
So in her videos on, I think it was Entertainment Online, Sierra said that she was going to be gunning for the unknowns, which would be Zeke, Michaela, and isn't there somebody else from Millennials versus Gen X on there?
I think it's just Zeke and Michaela.
Okay. So I could see her trying to go for Michaela and Michaela putting up a fight and being like, oh, no, you are not going to do this. And her at least making it
up.
At least making it till close to the merge. Because, again, like she's got these pretty good shields on her team. So
and she's great in the challenges.
I'm going to say merge, but that's a very optimistic merge. I don't know. She's such a threat all around. So it's a very optimistic merge, but likely pre-merge.
So you're saying merge, though? Final answer?
Yep.
All right. next up, how many more times can this guy play the game? Oscar Ozzy Lust.
Another guy with great hair.
Wonderful hair. Wonderful hair. It is my pick here. I'm going to say pre-merge. Like, has never played the game well. I mean, as a player, like I guess as playing the game, he's a great challenge guy. He almost won his way to win the game.
Redemption, yeah.
Yeah, on the second redemption. So, but I'm going to say like he just there's no way they let him last too long. So I'm saying pre-merge. Next up is Colleen. What do you think?
Oh, he's pre-merge.
Said with authority.
He's got to be pre-merge.
I think people are going to remember that he wanted to kill Cochran. When Jeff was like, Cochran is blowing the challenge.
Oh, I don't think.
Ozzy got mad and was like throwing a fit.
This is not even the crowd that is thinking of Cochran. Sorry, Cochran.
But like I said, he's his fourth time. He's not that. He's great in the challenges, but as far as the strategic part of his game, he's not very good at it. I like him. You'd want to root for him, but I think he's pre-merge.
All right. And just so everybody knows, I think we have roughly 13 or so left. Or maybe 10, no, 9 left. So just
13 more players?
No, like maybe 9 more players left. 8 players. So
we've gotten through 13 and there are 20 of them, right?
Okay. So but I think anybody besides Jack has done one final 3 pick. I've done 2. Colleen, you have not used any yet. So just
excuse me. I use Brad Culpepper. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's right. I didn't know if that one counted or not. All right. Next
I was hoping you're going to back out because no one said final answer.
No, no. And you know something? When Culpepper is in the final 3, I'm going to laugh at all of you.
And then the rest of the world says, okay, I'm done with Survivor.
Colleen, I will do a side bet for points here on Brad Culpepper. I bet you 5.
I'll take the same bet.
5 of my points that he doesn't make it final 3.
Can I take the bet too?
No, it's up to Colleen.
Go for it. Everybody knows the tribe front office pools is the one that really matters. There's a golden male genitalia in play for that one. This is just for me bragging rights. So yeah, let's do it.
All right,
5 points for each of us?
5 points. So that means you're putting up 10 of your own points, Colleen. Are you willing to put up that much of your own
points?
He
doesn't make final 3, you can't win.
So?
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So 5 for each.
Wait. For only for each, though? That's a lot.
I know. I was going to say, do you want to make that bet or no? You don't have to make that bet if you want to.
Hold on. Now I know why you picked Brad Culpepper.
I got a serious math issue here.
So do you still want to take that bet, Colleen, or are you out?
Oh, let's do it. It's all in good fun. And when Brad Culpepper makes it to the friggin' final 3, I'm going to, like, laugh so hard. It's going to be beyond amazing.
Are there only 4 players playing? Because he'd have a chance.
All right. Are we taking the bet? Did I miss that part?
You're taking the bet.
Okay. All right. But the next one here, the only 2-time winner, Sandra Diaz-Twine. hometown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Vietnam to those who know it. 41 years old. Why come back? There's no, like, how can you,
because
there's no way you win.
Okay, have you ever seen the interview with Sandra where she's like, you know, my husband, he goes, he fights in the army or whatever. Yes, it's one of her confessionals. She's like, I go on Survivor and I win. So that's why she comes back. She's competitive. She likes the game. She clearly knows how to play it. All hail the Beyonce of Survivor. Queen Sandra.
I really think, and I'm blanking on her name now. She should have won, but Poverty. I think Poverty should have won, but. Alas, she has won twice, and she's here for a third. Does she make it not only being the first two-time winner, but the first three-time winner? Colleen, you've got first pick here on Sandra.
Oh, she probably goes out, like, first or second. But regardless, all hail the queen. Long live the queen. I feel like it's blasphemy to do anything else than final three. I know she's absolutely not going to make it that far. She's probably not even going to make it like third off. But, oh, this is hard because I want to go with my heart, which is she wins again. But my head is saying she's pre-merge. And this is tough. This is tough. All right, I'll go with pre-merge because I just bit 10 points. Final three.
Not to mention, like, to pick a winner from the beginning is only worth 15 points, and Colleen put up 10 on that bet. It could either pay off big or pay off small. Who knows how it'll work?
I didn't say he won. I don't know if he wins, but I think he makes it to the final three.
Okay, all right. Jack, you're up next here.
I will say this. If she, the first time her tribe loses, if she's not voted off, they're crazy. Because she's like a cockroach. And I mean this as a compliment. You can't kill her. I mean,
yeah, but Chaos made it further than everybody else thought.
Yeah, but just because she was playing nice. Sandra, I mean, she rubs people the wrong way. She's terrible at the challenges, yet she does enough to win. So you take no chances. I don't care if you're going to get, if you have Ozzy, Malcolm, all these, you cut her off. You kick her to the curb, say goodbye. Oh. Thanks for playing. You've won twice. Now leave. But if she gets into the merge, she's going to win. She will win. I'm going to say pre-merge.
Pre-merge.
If they're smart, there's no, that's my argument I make too. We have to cut her off. We have to get rid of her.
Yeah, there's no way you let her last that long. I'm going to say pre-merge.
And plus, she's already won $2 million. That seems to be the argument with people all the time.
Yeah. It's true. It is true. All right. Sarah Lakina from Brains, Brawn, Beauty, the first one, season 28. Finished 11th. Was part of a Tony double cross, right? But anyways.
Wait, who's Sarah?
Sarah, yeah, that was. Didn't she have an alliance with Tony and he flipped on her?
Well,
it was also part of the Chaos Cast thing.
It was part of the Chaos Cast thing. So essentially, they had the tribe swap, and Tony got excited that his tribe, he had an alliance with Sarah, and he got excited that his tribe had won. So he was like, top five, baby, top five. So Sarah got all pissed at him, and then, like, I thought I was in your top five. And then they merged, and after they, at the merge, that was when Sarah was in, like, the power player position because she
had been. I'm in the most powerful position in the game.
Mm-hmm. And that was when Chaos Cast became Chaos Cast because she, like, Sarah was set to vote with the other, with Cass's side, but Cass was like, oh no, you didn't, and ended up voting Sarah off.
All right. Well, Jack, you got first pick here for what her fate will be.
I say she makes the merge.
Okay. I'm gonna say merge too. They're just she's just one of those players I think just kind of just coasts along, but doesn't have enough good gameplay to get further. But can make the merge because not too much of a threat. Colleen, your pick.
I think that she makes the merge, and I think she actually makes top five, baby. Like, I think the top three is going to be probably realistically, it's going to be like Sarah, Sierra, and Troyzan, and that's going by my theory of the Wentworths around the game. So I will go with merge for her.
Merges on everybody there. Next up is Sierra Dawn Thomas from White, Blue, and No Collar. Finished fifth and jury member.
My turn?
I think it is... no, it is my pick here. I'm going to say... Who's left? I still got a final three I got to put in here. I'm going to say final three for good old Sierra. Colleen, now it's your pick.
I also say final three, because out of the people that are left, I can't see Tony or Ty making it to final three.
Yep.
And Troyzan, I really do think that it's going to be like the bros run the show, and I think that Tony and Troyzan and Culpepper really do have a good shot for at least top five.
All right, and Action Jackson.
I'm also going to choose final three.
Oh, come on.
Ooh, bunch guys. Of
copycats. All right.
Actually, I wrote down final three before you even said yours, so whatever.
I know Jack didn't. All right, next one here.
No, I started looking. I only have like four more people, so I figured I needed a final three.
It's a good strategy there. Ty Trang, Colleen, you pick.
Oh, Ty is probably merge.
Yeah, I think he's useful enough to... to warrant that. Jack, your thoughts?
I could see him being the merge boot.
Here's my advice to Ty. Sit on your butt, don't do anything, and you can win it all. My pick to win it all is Ty.
Really? So you're saying final three?
Yeah, but don't do any work.
But he won't be able to I love Ty, but how is he's gonna get his point across at the jury to win? He's been final three before.
Because he was worn out from working. And that being likable is better than being the hard work. Hard work gets you no votes. Am I right? Working your butt off, being the hardest worker out there, and everybody said so, and so providing food, but he's not worth a vote.
Jack and I are the bitter jury with this season.
That person liked me, so I'm going to vote for that person. Ty. I'm voting for Ty.
I think Ty's a strong merge pick, just because I think he'll be useful when it's teams, but it doesn't make much further than that. So I'm going to say merge. Tony Vlachos, one of arguably best seasons played in the history of the game, but now everybody knows his secrets. Is this a Richard Hatch scenario where he probably won't ever be able to make it to the end again? But I think, Jack, you got first pick, first rights here to decide.
Yeah, if I'm playing with Tony, I go and tear down all his spy shacks and vote him out right away. I mean, I don't see how. I mean, anybody that watches game, it's like Russell. You know that he can't be trusted. He can't be trusted.
Yeah.
So how can you have an alliance with someone who is just going to cut your legs off? When, I mean, it worked the first time because he was believable, but these people have all seen him play. There's no way he could possibly make merge. So I'm gonna say pre-merge. Okay. It's a shame because he's a fun player.
He's fun. He's awesome. He's entertaining. He's just, you want to watch him on your TV every week. But he's totally pre-merge.
All right, I'm saying pre-merge, and Colin, you're saying pre-merge as well.
Oh yeah, I typed it on my own list, pre-merge for all three of us before we even got to him.
next up, one of Colleen's picks so far to go all the way, Troyzan, for one of the worst seasons of the show. So season 24,
but one of
world.
The best winners. That's
true.
What made the season so terrible.
Yeah, it's true. Kim Spradlin basically ran that thing.
That and Colton. But, you know.
Oh yeah, Colton. No, the he who must not be named.
His name again.
But
like Beetlejuice, if we say it again, he'll show up.
We should have like a fine jar. It's like a swear jar. A Colton jar. Anyone who says his name has put in $5 into a jar.
I'm saying merge. Colleen, you're saying final three?
Oh, yeah.
And Jack.
He's a pretty good player, but people might not remember his game. So
this is his island, guys.
I'm going to go pre-merge.
Pre-merge? Yeah.
Most of my picks are all with my head because I would love nothing more to see. Come on, guys. How amazing would a Tony, Sandra, Ciri final three be?
Boring?
No, amazing.
Who? Tony, Troy Van?
No, Tony, Sandra, and Ciri. Final three. Most amazing final three ever.
And Sandra wins again. And people go, who voted for her?
And I'm okay with that, but
she tells people,
all hail the queen.
What always amazes me is she tells people to their face. She doesn't go behind their back. Basically tells them they're dirt, and they still end up voting for her.
Because she's honest.
She's got powers. I'm telling you, you need to vote her off.
Because she's amazing. She's the queen. She is the Beyonce of Survivor.
Queen Bey. All right, Colleen. Last but not least, Zeke Smith. Colleen, what do you think for old Zeke?
I think Zeke makes the merge.
All right. And Jack, just so you know, you still have a final three left, so I guess you would have to use it here, but you don't have to. But
I didn't pick. I had Sierra, Ty, and...
Sierra was a final three?
Yeah,
we all had Sierra for final three. Remember you
Sierra,
say fun?
Ty, oh, Sierra, and, sorry. I was thinking voted her mom out. Sierra, sorry.
No.
So
not
you,
that Sierra, this Sierra. I have Ty, Sierra, and
that's it.
Who's my other pick to go final three?
You don't.
You do have another final three.
No, hold he on. Doesn't.
I only picked who?
Colleen's.
No, I did not pick. Yeah, Haley. I picked
Haley.
Picked Haley. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Colleen don't care about.
All right.
You already forgot about her.
Colleen.
Can I go Zeke? Can I switch it to Zeke?
Nope. Too late.
Ah.
Did you ask him if it was his final answer?
I did.
No, you didn't.
It doesn't matter. No, all right, Colleen, your pick here. Merge,
these rules suck. Ooh.
Jack, your pick.
Merge.
Okay.
And I say he makes fourth.
What you're calling fourth, eh?
So you're going to unofficially do top five, baby, for him?
Yeah, easily.
All right, and I'm going to say merge as well. No number pick here. All right, and that rounds up our thoughts on who's going to make it past the merge, who's going pre-merge, and who's making it to the final three on our preseason picks. Again, how the points will play out. Each week, one of these people will be voted out. When it's pre-merge, we'll get a point if we were right. If it's merge, we'll get 2 points. And if we were right on the final three, it will be worth 3 points. Our picks for the overall winner won't happen until after the first episode, which will be this week on Wednesday. That will be, if we picked it right after the first episode, it's worth 15 points. If we get it, if we have to go a second time, it'll be worth 5 points. And if we have to go a third time, it'll be worth 1 point after that.
Do we want to make a side thing where who gets evac'd out?
Because I want to.
No, because we'll do that if usually they have that in like the previews, so we'll probably just do that episode to episode if that's a thing.
Yeah, because again, there's also just tallying up who we think is going to go home that week, which is worth 1 point each week. All right, that will wrap it up for this preseason podcast. We'll see you guys later this week after the new episode of Season 34 of Survivor Game Changers. Want to thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Molly the Millennial for making this show possible, as well as all of our other patrons. If you'd like to see a full list of all those patrons, a thank you page is on jayandjack.com. You can also click on the Become a Patron to become one of those treasured patrons today. Also, if you're shopping for anything on Amazon, help us out by using the jayandjack.com/Amazon link. It's the same Amazon you know and love, but when you use that link, a small percentage goes to the Jay and Jack production fold. Woo! All right, excited for this season of Survivor. A lot of favorites coming back to play. We'll see how it all plays out throughout this season. Until next time, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.